Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. So on this episode of the podcast, I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with Sean Carr. Sean is Executive Director at the Batten Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, and he and I recently sat down to talk a little bit more about resources for students who are interested in entrepreneurship, technology, and innovation, and all that Batten does to support students and student interest here at the Darden School. I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here is my interview with Sean Carr. Sean, welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So for our listeners at home, tell us just a little bit more about you and your background.
Oh, sure. I spent about 10 years in the media industry before I decided to make a switch. And part of that switch involved thinking about business school. And I had applied to a number of great places, turned out the greatest of them all was Darden, and I'm so glad I came. So I'm a Darden graduate. I had done my MBA here, had a phenomenal experience, and then switched back, went back into the media, back to New York for a period of time, but thought about an academic career. Was inspired by the faculty from whom I learned so much while here at Darden, and the ideas that they had to share and grapple with, and that's what led me back to Darden and became reaffiliated, earned my PhD, and eventually came into the role I'm in now as the executive director of the Batten Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation.
So what attracted you to working with the Batten Institute? Mm-hmm.
I think it's the opportunity to have meaningful impact on students across the board. One of our former deans, Bob Bruner, he had been the first executive director of the Batten Institute, and he used to talk about Batten as a place of intellectual venture capitalists, a place where we can make small bets or sometimes big bets on new ideas, new initiatives, helping to drive both Darden forward, but also the experiences of our students, no matter what their interest, because especially now, increasingly, on whatever career one may choose, innovation, entrepreneurial thinking, entrepreneurial leadership, and technology are fundamental. And as a result, the Batten Institute sits, what we believe, is at that nexus of what students can take away from Darden. And so being able to be in that world and kind of see what's coming down the road and helping to bring that into Darden is an exciting place to be.
So there's obviously, we were talking a little bit before we got started here about Batten does so many different things, so faculty support, students out in the community. For the purpose of this conversation, mm-hmm. I'd like to focus a little bit more on how you support students mm-hmm. who are interested in entrepreneurship or innovation or technology. So lots of different directions we can go here, but what are some of the things that first come to mind when you think about that?
Sure. Well, one of the fundamental ways that we can support students is through a fairly significant scholarship program. The Batten Institute is the single largest provider of scholarships at the Darden School, full stop. Now we've been running the program for many years, but we relaunched it last year in a much more robust way. It is competitive, but we do invite applications, and we have applications in our three core domains, entrepreneurship, innovation, and technology. Depending on your background, you kind of self-select into what you think you would be most eligible for. But it's a mechanism for us to both be supportive of those really amazing students from all across the world who have experience in those areas and want to continue with their careers in those areas. But also, it's a way for us to bring into the Darden community people who have an orientation towards creating new value through innovation, being entrepreneurial leaders here at the school and in their careers, and also having people who have a real knowledge, a deep knowledge with technology, data, and analytics and the like. So that's one big powerful mechanism is the scholarship tool, but it's a very directed one. It's not rather generic, and we're very proud of what we're able to do for Darden and for these students once they're here through that program.
Mm-hmm. And then I think about things like Startup Academy or mm-hmm. VC Boot Camp that have been run for several years now. Mm-hmm. Those are extracurricular opportunities, yep. But popular
yeah.
with students.
So, you know, the way I frame it is, I mean, sure, we have the scholarship support, but then the continuum of activity that's available across, let's say it's the 2-year full-time residential MBA program is pretty strong. So it starts, as you just mentioned, Startup Academy is something we started just a few years back. It's a 3-day immersion before Darden starts. I mean, Darden is a pretty intense program. I speak from experience. But before you get shot out of the cannon in your first year, which is wonderful and exhilarating and intense, we say, hey, before that starts, why don't you spend 3 days thinking about entrepreneurial paths. I want you to start thinking about how you connect with ideas. Maybe you have an idea or maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe you want to get to know who some of the entrepreneurs and innovators are in your own class. And the other component to that program, Startup Academy, is that we make it open to any graduate student at the University of Virginia. So you have the opportunity as a student before Darden first year starts to meet engineers, so people from the engineering school, students from the life sciences, students from the med school, students from biomedical engineering. Some of them are PhDs. Maybe they're already thinking about it, a venture. Maybe you learn something before you kind of get caught up in the Darden world, which is a wonderful world. But this exposes you both to ideas of entrepreneurship innovation, people from across the university. And so that's the first stop on the journey, which we strongly recommend people apply for. Startup Academy is one. And then all across the first year, we have a variety of programs that are both co-curricular, meaning in addition to what's happening in class, and in the classroom. So across the 2 years, there are on the order of 25 to 30 electives available in the area of entrepreneurship, innovation, and technology, most of which have been empowered in some way by the Batten Institute. So you got your classes. There are competitions. There are student groups, the Entrepreneurship and Venture Capital Group, but there are about 4 or 5 other student groups that are all active in this area. And so the Batten Institute can be a place, in some ways a one-stop shop or, if you will, a concierge for the variety of experiences you can have as a student here.
Then you have things like the iLab Summer Incubator. Mm-hmm. You have the Technology Venture Fellows Program, mm-hmm. also BVIP.
Yeah.
So there are many different ways you support students, even potentially in the summers, internships or developing their own idea.
You bet. As you go through that first year and you're exposed to so many things and so many great opportunities and possible career paths that really can open up your horizons here at Darden, we've introduced into the first year a couple of things that you just mentioned. So one, if you're thinking about launching a venture, we strongly encourage students in the first year to consider applying to be in the iLab. It's the innovation lab. It's a physical space, but it is fundamentally a program that supports new venture teams. You got to apply. We make it open to the entire university and, in fact, to the entire broader regional community in which we reside, which makes it then very competitive. But you're getting some really great exposure to other entrepreneurs. So the iLab is it's an incubator program. There's funding. There's mentorship. It's a very sort of rich set of resources available. iLab is one. Think about that. If you're thinking about a technology career and you want to work with an early stage startup, we have a rather unique, I don't know of any other business school that has one quite like this, but it's a special placement program that you apply in the fall of your first year at Darden. And if you are selected for this, and the selection process happens by members of my team, but also by very senior venture capitalists who sponsor the program, if you're selected, they will commit, meaning the VCs will commit to place you in one of their portfolio companies for that following summer. And you'll know that before December. So a very early window into entrepreneurial opportunities, entrepreneurial in the sense of joining an early stage venture that could be out in Silicon Valley or it could be in New York, it could be other places around the country. And then we have something called the Batten Venture Internship Program, which then for those students who find their own early stage company or they want to work with a VC firm and they've made a connection, we can provide resources to help underwrite some of the cost of that.
One of the things that you launched this year, the Darden Venture Lab for mm-hmm.
folks who have ideas that, that have a little bit more traction, right? Yeah. So the iLab is, you know, sort of you're developing your idea maybe at an earlier stage, mm-hmm. venture lab, a little bit further along in that progression.
That's right. We've, you know, the world has changed. I've had the fortune of being around Arden for about 15 years and mostly of that time around the Batten Institute. And it used to be we had to push entrepreneurship. You know, if anyone can imagine 15 years ago, it's ages ago. That was not a prime objective of people coming to business school. That has changed, and that's changed at Darden. So now it's – there's a – you know, there's definitely a pull mentality. We have students coming in the door, considering Darden, considering other business schools, you know, by the way, and saying, what do you have, Darden, that can help me? I'm not just interested in entrepreneurship. I actually have a venture. And when I come to business school, because I think that's a valuable experience, I'd like to keep that going. So yes, we're seeing more students who have already coming in the door of Darden with something, you know, up and running. And how do they keep that going? And so we created Darden Venture Lab as a sort of an additional platform. There's some funding available with that and mentorship. Think of it like more of an accelerator than an incubator, but that's exclusive to the to Darden students. So it's you're not competing with outside teams, and it's a platform just for you.
So how do you see something like the UVA Entrepreneurship Cup fitting into mm-hmm. all of this? Right.
Yeah.
So we've had Darden students participate in that mm-hmm. on an annual basis. Obviously, have success in the competition. Where does that fit in?
Yeah. So the Entrepreneurship Cup is a series of competitions that occur in stages, three stages, over the course of the year. The first of them begins with a very, very, very early stage, just a concept or an idea. And hopefully not something you just thought up the night before in your apartment, but that you've actually given some further thought to, all the way through a third stage where it's much more developed and you actually have a team and you're kind of looking to make it into a reality. This multi-stage competition is a way for basically anybody, they're just kind of putting their toe in the water, to participate in, get some feedback, maybe even win, get some prize money. There's money attached to it. And get in the mix of the entrepreneurial innovative students at Darden. But it's also a way for those who are already pretty serious about it to get real feedback, to get some validation. And it provides then an easy pathway into the various other programs that we offer, whether it's iLab or competitions that we have or the programs like TVF. So multiple – our strategy is – look, every student is different. We're very student-centric, and we try to meet their needs where they are. So, hey, you just want to try something on for size and do the concept competition? Great. No, you're really committed to doing a tech venture in your summer, and you want to be in Silicon Valley? Great. Come to us. We can help you with that, too. So all across the board, from the education that we're able to support in classes and the like, through competitions and scholarships, through internship programs. It's a pretty big – we put together something called the Darden Roadmap. It's the Darden Roadmap for Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Technology. It's available on the website. So if you're interested in Darden, say, how do all these pieces fit together? It's a fairly straightforward way to say, oh, this is what my first year could look like if I just wanted to go full stack on entrepreneurship and innovation and technology. What's available for you? And it is pretty pretty robust.
And it's worth noting that Charlottesville, it plays a role in all of this too, right? Mm-hmm. The location here, talking with Jason Brewster, who runs the iLab Summer Incubator Program, he made a note that Charlottesville is all in on entrepreneurship very much. I mean, it's part of what goes on here. We have things like the TomTom Founders Festival and obviously, you know, startups right in our backyard. So for people who are less familiar with Charlottesville and maybe the entrepreneurship scene here, what would you want them to know?
Mm. You know, it is an incredibly exciting entrepreneurial hub. Charlottesville and the Charlottesville region. You know, we're nestled here in the heart of Virginia, in central Virginia, and it may not be on everyone's radar as a place for entrepreneurial activity, but It's one of – much like Darden, it's kind of the best-kept secret, but it has high quality of life, a fair amount of wealth and sophistication about early-stage investment. So there's investment dollars available. We have a number of growing companies, both very early but also some that are more well-established, like WillowTree Apps that's been hiring hundreds of people, both here and in other cities, such that there's this – dynamism that's happening that we are both, as Darden and as the Batten Institute, a part of. We are helping to nurture, but we're also the recipients of all this activity. And I think we're starting to get some notice around the country. Just a year or two ago, the National Venture Capital Association identified Charlottesville, not a ranking, but really identified Charlottesville as the single fastest destination for venture capital dollars. And that's notable. It means that investors from around the country are starting to pay attention to what's happening here. And I think all of this is now being accelerated by some other major investments that are happening even at the university. As you probably know, the UVA has had something called the Data Science Institute. But just recently, the Data Science Institute received a very large gift of $120 million that will now elevate that to a school, and a school that will have – so a school of data science that will have satellites all across UVA, possibly here at Darden, that then leads to more interest in data science, analytics, and the jobs that can come out of that or the venture that can come out of that. So there's a really interesting dynamic going on. And the best thing of all, and I've talked to a lot of students about this over the years and every year, like, why Charlottesville? Like, if you were thinking about entrepreneurship, why didn't you go to Palo Alto or New York or Austin? And they said, yeah, those are all on my radar, of course. But I chose Charlottesville. I'm so glad I did. I came to Darden because everything is so accessible. You want to talk to the top expert in data and analytics? We can get you that person in one phone call or one email, and they will respond. If you want to talk to the fastest growing venture here in the area, you can talk to that person today over coffee on the downtown mall. So it's the accessibility and the energy and the overall investment of the university, including Darden, that makes us a pretty unique place to be without, I'd say, all the distractions and complexities of other big places. It's a smaller place, which makes it pretty easy to get things done.
And Batten has been playing very much a leadership role in Darden's efforts in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I think about your colleague Robin Swift, who is there and obviously doing a lot of exciting things. Do you want to talk a little bit about, what is an expanding presence? And think about recent classes and the number of students that are going to the Bay Area doing a variety of things, but certainly working in industries that align well with Batten Institute.
Yeah, well, they sure are. And I'm very proud to talk about that. So 2 years ago, we had been nurturing our relationships with especially with our alumni who are already in the Bay Area. Right now we have roughly 800 just Darden alumni, not UVA, but Darden alumni in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we had gotten to know them and we were listening to their interests and concerns and ways that they could help and the way that we could be more present in the Bay Area. And that led us to actually creating a full-time position, a full-time office in San Francisco. So Robin Swift, who works within the Batten Institute and supports all our programs out there all across the board, everything from our connections with the VCs for the Technology Venture Fellowship, through the Tech Trek and other sort of exposure to jobs and other opportunities out there. Just this past year, she created Bay Area Connect, a new program just for a select group of people, again, competitive, who get to spend individual time with venture capitalists, early-stage companies, big tech companies to learn about the ecosystem there, to make connections. It's not about job placement, but more about networking. And given that that's a great strength of Darden, particularly with our alumni, she has become the interface there to connect us here in Charlottesville, and our students from around the world, to what is clearly the epicenter of technology, new ideas, and value creation at this particular moment in time. So she's become an essential, and that role has become an essential part of what we do. And some 30% of our students want to go into technology in some way or another, and they'd love to be in that area, that geographic area. So that's become a way for us to extend our reach, and she knows knows Darden and UVA inside and out, so she can very easily support any of our students and their interests.
And it looks like Austin, Texas is next on the list.
Austin, Texas is next on the list. So Bay Area Connect was such a success that we said, well, let's try it again and evolve that initiative and do the same thing around South by Southwest, but do an Austin Connect. And now we have some prominent VC firms who are hosting us out there, hosting a small group of our students who apply to be in that program. And we got tickets for everyone to participate in South by Southwest as part of the deal, and she'll be leading that group there in just another month or so. So it's pretty exciting. Again, kind of paying attention to where the interests of students are and the interests of potential employers and opportunities to get them plugged in. So that's what Connect does. And we'll probably be launching other Connect programs in D.C. and perhaps elsewhere in the world.
So one of the things that's been interesting to me, having had a few conversations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial resources here at Darden, is entrepreneurship is both a thing but also a way of thinking, right? Being entrepreneurial, it's a value outlook perspective, particularly with a lot of the companies these days, the idea of entrepreneurship. So, you know, we get this question from prospective students all the time. How many Darden graduates go on to start their own businesses or to be, you know, to sort of pursue an entrepreneurial path after graduation? How would you answer that question if you were asked that by a prospective student?
Well, if I were trying to be cute, I'd say 100%, all of them, if we're successful. Redefining that question, though, as, you know, how many of our students have taken advantage of the resources here, particularly the intellectual resources at Darden, around understanding entrepreneurial thinking and problem solving. That has been embedded into the curriculum in part by you know, some of our faculties, for instance, Sarasvathi and her work around what she calls effectuation, which is really her decades-long study of how serial entrepreneurs solve problems. Like, what do they do to solve problems? And she has identified patterns. And she's become world-renowned for being able to parse out the elements of entrepreneurial thinking and offer up an explanation that, you know, she basically says entrepreneurs aren't just born. Like, some people have capabilities, but it's something that can be learned. It's an approach. It's a style of thinking. It's a way of de-risking opportunities, and there are mechanisms for de-risking opportunities. And so that becomes part of the mix here at Darden. You take that with you wherever you go. Yeah, sure. There will be a subset of, you know, 15% of the class who will say, yeah, I actually am inspired to go start my own venture. More often than not, our graduates, and this is typical at other business schools, to wait about 5 to 10 years to make that switch. They might say, well, I'm coming out of business school. I want to work for a bigger company for a while, or I want to get exposure to this industry. And then they go down an entrepreneurial path. And we have seen an enormous spike in Darden founders who are now pursuing that. But it wasn't immediately after Darden. It was, you know, 3, 4, 5, or it could be 10 years out. And as a result, we've launched a new project that you'll see soon called the Darden Founders Project. It's a series of interviews with Darden founders. I'm in the process of doing those interviews now. But that will be up and live soon. I'll let you know. But you can get a, you know, you and our listeners here can get a sense of who the Darden founders are, what they do, and they're fascinating. They're just fascinating, and they're really making a difference in the world.
So for our prospective students who are listening, you're saying, gosh, this all sounds great. We covered a lot of resources here.
Sure.
What are a few good next steps as they continue to learn about entrepreneurial resources or innovation resources, tech resources here at Darden?
So for a perspective, look, you know, if you're interested, there is a special place you can go if you want to learn more about the scholarships. That's definitely a place to start, and we encourage you to look at that. Because it certainly makes coming to Darden, most of those scholarships are full ride. So that is a great path. But certainly call us at the Batten Institute. You know, we have a team of about 20 people, and We're standing by to support you and your interests no matter what it may be. And of course, our website provides a variety of resources. If you have the wherewithal and time, come visit us, spend time, see what the iLab is and hear what it's all about, get to meet some other of our students. We'll introduce you to some ventures. We can introduce you to the local venture community depending on what you're doing and what you want to do. In a way, seeing is believing. It's kind of the Charlottesville way. I can talk about it all day long, but until you get a sense of others, it won't be as real. But certainly get in touch.
So you talked about accessibility here. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, as a Darden alum and obviously someone who's so intimately involved in so much that's taking place here, why Darden?
Darden offers something that I don't see at any other business school. There are a lot of commonalities. Look, the content will be the same by and large, you know, once, you know, if we get exposed to operations and marketing. But there's an approach to the teaching, there's an approach to the community, and there's an approach of sort of camaraderie that exists among students. All of those things are in a unique combination. There are excellent faculty at lots of places. There are excellent courses and wonderful students at all the top business schools. But it's the approach here that I think is transformative for most people. I think a lot of people say, well, I'm not interested in going to business school to be transformed. I want to get an education and get a great career and off I go. Wonderful. We can offer that in spades. But what happens here, I think, is you develop deep, deep relationships with people that don't happen as easily elsewhere, in part because of where we're located. There's an intimacy to the experience. There's an intimacy and an accessibility for our students with the faculty that I know doesn't exist at other places. You know, it's very much an open-door policy. You walk into the faculty building, they want to talk to you. They want to help you with your career and answer your questions, and so do your fellow classmates. So it's really the spirit of the community built on a foundation of, you know, rigorous, high-value academic experiences, both in the classroom and outside the classroom, and increasingly one that offers you a global perspective with now opportunities and scholarship support for travel around the world with support from Darden, earning credit but taking classes with our faculty. I'm going on a trip soon to Chile with a group of 24 students. It'll be part of a mountaineering trip into the Patagonia Mountains, all in an effort to help them learn leadership skills. So there's just such diversity here, but it's the combination of all the factors that I think makes Darden an especially compelling place to get your MBA.
Sean, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you for talking.
And that was my interview with Sean Carr, Executive Director for the Batten Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we are all ears. We can be reached at darden@virginia.edu. Until next time, thanks for listening.